This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Karen Hopkin. Neanderthal walks into a bar. Bartender says, why the long, forward-projecting face? Well, according to a new study, it helped the Neanderthal air condition the large volumes of oxygen he inhaled to support his active lifestyle. The work appears in the Proceedings of the Royal Society B. The bartender appears in many, many jokes. Neanderthals had a distinct facial appearance. Heavy brows, big noses, and a protruding upper jaw. And scientists have long wondered, why that configuration? With the foreheads, it appears, they inherited from their ancestors. But the jutting mid-face, that was an evolutionary innovation all their own. Some scientists say it's so they could use those prominent front teeth for some serious chomping. Others say it gave their nasal passages the right size and shape to warm and moisten the cold, dry Ice Age air. To put the theories to the test, researchers constructed a set of 3D simulations of the skulls of various humans. They included a Neanderthal and an earlier Homo heidelbergensis, as well as a handful of more modern noggins, males and females from Europe and Asia, and an Arctic Inuit. And they digitally crash-tested the faces to see how they responded to the loads imposed by heavy biting. Seems the protruding chompers of the Neanderthal were not particularly well-suited to forceful mastication. Some of the modern humans seem to be more efficient when it comes to using less muscle to take a big bite. Then the researchers modeled how air flowed through Neanderthal nasal passages, and that's when things got interesting. The results indicate that Neanderthals were better at heating and humidifying air than H. heidelbergensis. But so are us modern peoples, whether we hail from cold or hot climates. Where Neanderthals really stood out was in their ability to move large volumes of air through their nasal passages in and out of their lungs. That's a plus when you spend your days running down mastodons, or running from other critters whose teeth are better adapted for biting action than yours are. So if the bartender's still listening, that's why the distinctive Neanderthal face. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.